these people that were living out in these chaotic conditions had no utilities or services, did they?
In some cases, the colonias, mm-hmm. in their first stage, were just cardboard and wood houses with no running water, no sewage. You visit one colonia, when it starts, you're going to see that many copper wires along the streets because they were stealing electricity. And if you went 2 years later, you'll see some changes. They were switching to cement blocks instead of cardboard. They were making some more money. Still poor people. There's this willingness in the people to make things better in their lives. And in some cases, when they were enrolled in the maquiladoras, in the plants, they had the chance to get a government credit for housing, for a house.
You mentioned the fire sweeping through these places. I'm assuming there was really no way for the city to get fire trucks out there to fight the fires.
Well, the
and there was no water of, when they got
the
there.
The Department of Firemen. Mm-hmm. It is very well known in the city, and people who work, the men who work in the department, are the very well regarded by people from Juarez. I think that they are the only government. I don't know. It's not law enforcement, but mostly like law enforcement that are trusted, and they were having a hard time to fight all these fires during the years I was working in the newspaper. It was very often to go to the houses that were burning because somebody just left the heater turned on and there was very thin wires and it went wrong.